is a great day for Chinatown. Standing behind me, you can envision a future project of 174 units for extremely low-income seniors. This will be the future home for our yayas, our mamas, our popos, and our gonggongs. This will be an extremely needed project for Chinatown and the first major project in over 25 years since the I Hotel opened. Also, this will be the future reopening of a banquet hall. One of my colleagues calls banquet halls the churches of Chinatown. This is a place where we come to gather, where we celebrate life, weddings, birthdays, and remember those who have passed. So this is a very important project. But as I describe all community projects, it's like rowing. We're going to hit some rough water, but we just have to keep concentrating on each stroke moving forward. We might hit some headwinds, but again, together we have to all row together and keep moving forward. We're not at the finish line yet, but we see the finish line, and together we're going to finish this race together. So I'm very happy to be here to introduce some major rowers in the boat who are going to make this project possible. And the first person I'd like to introduce is Mayor Lurie. But let me, before I introduce you, let me say Lashana Tova.
Thank you.
Your mayor of the city and county of San Francisco, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good morning, everybody. It is an honor to be here. Today we stand together in Chinatown to ensure it remains a place where our elders can live in dignity. Here in Chinatown, seniors find resources in their language, buy groceries, and run daily errands. This is their community. This is their home, and they shouldn't have to travel across San Francisco to get here. Our seniors should have the opportunity to live right here in Chinatown. Today, we are excited to announce that the New Asia Project is moving forward. We are ready to, yes, let's clap for that. We are ready to build 175 new homes for seniors, and I'm proud to say that every single unit will be 100% affordable. This is the first affordable housing project for seniors to be built in the heart of Chinatown in decades. Located on city-owned surplus land, this project will address the urgent needs of low-income seniors. It also includes ground floor commercial spaces to support neighborhood vitality and will be developed by CCDC, a trusted nonprofit with deep roots in this community. We all know the reality. Too many seniors have been pushed out of Chinatown, and when they do live here, they live in SROs without elevators, without proper accessibility, and with minimal space. Residents have long advocated for seniors to live in comfort with close proximity to services in their language. Now, there will be a place in Chinatown where our seniors can age, surrounded by neighbors, friends, and support. This project also restores something essential, the New Asia Restaurant, one of the few banquet halls in Chinatown where the community gathered for dim sum, galas, and celebrations since 1987. During the pandemic, it ceased operations and was converted into the grocery store that sits behind us today. In the next chapter of this site, this project brings the banquet hall back to life on the ground floor while providing affordable housing for our seniors above it. This New Asia Project is a lifeline for low-income seniors. It is a commitment to the families of Chinatown, and it is a promise that San Francisco will keep building housing for our seniors, for our teachers, for our workers, for our first responders, even when the process is hard. Malcolm, I want to thank you and CCDC for your vision and your persistence. And I want to thank this community for never giving up on the fight for housing. We are ready to build. We are ready to keep our seniors here in Chinatown. And I look forward to cutting the ribbon shortly. Let's go Chinatown, and let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. It's my, I don't know how to introduce this next speaker, except for it's been almost 30 years of friendship and getting into good trouble with him. So it's my pleasure to introduce to you the Executive Director of Chinatown Community Development Center, Malcolm Young.
Thank you, Alan. And by good trouble, I think Alan meant that he's the trouble, I'm the good. Okay, sorry, that was another bad joke. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for being here today with us as we announce an incredibly exciting milestone for this project. The mayor mentioned earlier that this project will be moving forward, and the reason why it will be moving forward is that we were just notified on Monday morning that funding that we thought was in jeopardy from the state of California has now been officially awarded to the New Asia Project, or 772 Pacific, as it's formally called. We call it New Asia in the community. And that amount from the Housing and Community Development Agency will be $33.5 million. That's a big, big chunk of change. That almost matches the city's underlying commitment of $45 million. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And the next step after this is to secure tax credits, which will round out the financing for this project. But we're confident with the city's backing and with the state's backing, we'll be able to get those tax credits and break ground in early 2027. So thank you very much. But to get to this point, I want to be really clear. Chinatown CDC, we may be project managing, but we're not doing it alone. Ultimately, this is a project that has required the support of this entire community and this entire city to get us to where we are now. So I want to just acknowledge the role that Mayor Daniel Lurie played in getting us over the edge. I want to acknowledge the role that Senator Scott Wiener played. I want to acknowledge the role that Supervisor Danny Souter played, who's being represented here by his legislative aide, Amy Lee. I even want to recognize the role that former Supervisor Aaron Peskin played in getting us here when we upzoned this by nearly 100 feet, and he actually supported it. That deserves a big round of applause. Yeah. And I also really, really, most of all, want to acknowledge the support of this community. I want to acknowledge the support and the advocacy and organizing of Community Tenants Association, represented by their president, Mrs. Wong. They have been adamantly behind this project from minute one. I want to thank the support of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, who has also been behind this project from minute one. And, you know, I'm just going to say this out loud. When you have a community where tenants and merchants are working together, man, that's trouble for everybody else. Right, Donald? Okay, sorry. Man, no one's laughing at my jokes. God, it's always like this. Thank you. But I want to conclude with this. While I've always said that this project is by the community, and it's certainly for the community, I also want to just emphasize that this project is also for the city and county of San Francisco as well. And let me explain why. You know, Chinatown, like the city of San Francisco, is recovering. I thought we were recovering more rapidly than we were until I saw some data last week indicating that Chinatown's foot traffic has only recovered at a lower rate than what we had thought. And while that was disappointing, that certainly wasn't discouraging, because I believe that we're doing the exact right things in this community to make sure that Chinatown recovers. And this kind of investment is critical to that sort of recovery. But as Chinatown recovers, I also want to make clear that we want to be a wayfinder and part of the broader system of recovery in the city and county of San Francisco, and especially for the northeast quadrant of the city. As Chinatown recovers, we want to be partners and supporters of downtown recovery. As Chinatown recovers, we want to be supporters and partners of Union Square recovery. And in many ways, this project, I hope, can be a wayfinder for how to recover from a community perspective, from a perspective where you're both prioritizing production and community, as this project represents, where you're also prioritizing economic recovery of the economy and small business, as you're prioritizing the recovery of economic mobility, because this isn't just going to be a banquet hall. We have a vision for this project that will be part of a broader system of recovery that brings our workforce into higher economic mobility. We will unveil that plan, hopefully, in the coming months. We're not quite ready to get into the details, but this is part of a much broader ecosystem of economic mobility that we're trying to really create in Chinatown that will bring Chinatown into the next century, that will bring Chinatown into the modern economy, and in a way, hopefully be partners with our neighbors in downtown, our neighbors in Union Square, our neighbors in North Beach, to be a part of the broader recovery of the city, and certainly this part, the northeast part of the city. So thank you very much, and I'll turn it back to Alan.
Thank you. Thank you, Malcolm. Next, I'd like to introduce to you the president of the Community Tenants Association, Yi Hong Wang. Zhou-san.
Thank you. Everyone, 我是社區住客聯會的黃以紅，今日我哋站喺呢個新亞洲門口，係想多謝各位一路以嚟支持發展新亞洲老人屋計劃。而喺呢之前，因為撥款原因，讓呢個計劃幾乎係擱置嘅。
Good morning, everyone. I'm Yi Hong Wong from the Community Tenant Association. Today, we are standing in front of the New Asia to thank all of you to continue support the New Asia project. Senior housing project, which at one point was nearly shelved due to the funding issue.
The 住客會在上年選舉中亦都提出咗肢體案，亦係希望肢體案嘅租金補助可以讓新亞洲老人屋租金降低。我哋社區對老人屋嘅需求係相信市長同埋各位政府官員都係清楚嘅。我哋亦多次提出過，有理事嘅媽媽因為等老人屋而過世後先至收到咗通知，我哋感到傷心。The
New Asia project has been drafted for many years. And CTA continues follow up with it. We have participated multiple meeting and hearing and let everyone know how much Chinatown needs a senior housing building to help the lower income senior to find a stable and comfortable place to live and move on. Last year, CTA also put forward Proposition G during the election, hoping that a rental subsidy could help lower the rent at the New Asia Senior Housing Project. We believe mayor and government officials are well aware of the community need of the senior housing. We have often shared a painful story of a board member's mother who sadly passed away while waiting for the senior housing, only to receive the notice afterward.
今日这个计划将会继续发展，而带出一个充满阳光嘅希望，对我哋社区老人得到一个机会去申请。我代表住客会衷心感谢大家，多谢。
Today, this project will continue to move forward, bringing a ray of hope and giving our senior in the community a chance to apply. On behalf of CTA, I sincerely thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, every neighborhood needs a soul and style. In addition to residents, we also have to have our businesses thrive. We're very pleased to have with us the president of the San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Donald Liu.
Well, congratulations, CCDC, Malcolm. I'm sure the late Mayor Ed Lee and Rose Pack are looking down and celebrating with us right now. With the state funding and also, but I want to go back a little bit. I say, Mayor, thank you so much. I remember right after the SF Chronicle came out, you approached us and say, how can I help? And you did. You called the state. You put together your resources and called the state and make this, and as Malcolm said, you pushed this project over the edge for us. So thank you for your efforts. This project, it's more than just a project about senior housing. It's about bringing back a banquet hall that has that is so important to this community. It's part of our fabric. I remember spending a countless hour in this very place in community celebrations with the Chinese Chamber, especially Chinese Chamber events, and special moment here with Rose Pack. These memories remind me of how special this place is. It is about is a place not just about celebrations, but it's about building community and also building leaderships. I also want to emphasize that this project will allow a small business, the New Asia restaurant that has been serving this community for decades, to be able to come back and served and reopen again soon, and allows the community to come back to celebrate have banquet here during New Year's, and also have milestone that bring us back to Chinatown again and again. I think this project is more than just a brick and mortar. It's allow our senior to live here with pride, as the mayor said. But it's also about supporting small businesses that are the anchor of our culture. And most importantly, it's also about the community can come, the families can come back to Chinatown and celebrate with pride. So thank you so much for allowing this project to move forward.
Thanks, Donald, and thank you for coming this morning. As we've said earlier, there are many more milestones, and so long as we keep moving forward together, we can show the rest of San Francisco how to build housing and how to build community. Thank you very much.